Kiva Yehiti Zoya, Kishiska Vishka Yo, and that's very little. So, Kishiska Vishka Yo, Vichota Mia, Achadam Yitze, and Via Sakasa, Sakin Nata. So there is a possibility that we started that within that moment that he cut, so he corrugated. So, even though he was my kid, I was just young, so we have the relationship that the she or she is very nervous. So it's possible. Unless it will be determined that he didn't cut a patient, he only cut a corner. And corner, so he didn't cut a corner. I'll be killed, so it's all right. Because Hot's going to call him, it's kosher. So the neighbor has to debate. So the chaver is material. Oh, what makes it good? In other words, because he relies on the first washing. The first washing by the that she or she obeyed is today. She yagbia habemo biyamutzero. She yagbia habemo dako. Biyamutzero biyishre habemo dako. So that's a much longer time, a much longer period. Now, v'aminek poshut v'vineseiru v'hatzif kol shige afirmash. V'ipiei v'ipiei. So the Mechaber said it's the day we have to be mach v'chatzif. But the Eved, he relies on the Shigas Ram. And people who have seen the Mechaber is only machin regarding not regarding the Hebrew. But the Ramah is machin even regarding the Hebrew. So that's certainly only within a school, not within the big part. The whole Apollo is in connection with the Hebrew. So, yeah, according to Rashi Shite, that she or she is being behaved, and we don't include the time element that is necessary in the Achones. So in that is Gerabai. But just the act of Chutah Beheim, so it's very, very little. So with the more, there is a basis. But with the Beheim, or even according to Rashi Shite, the more, it doesn't become there. If there was a Shia of the Mash, So that's only Viteras Chum. Viteras Chum. We need so many shots. We need so a Hashrit again. That's it from the legend. We need so a Hashrit again. We can eat today. Muna Vivesha to be called. We need to be in the midst of water. In the Vivesha to be called. So the male when he cut the ratio, when he cut the cut, so he had to cut the gemi to the bada yitzchak lahashi isinat v'chbiz ha'tov ha'ahu v'ach ha'shishot v'simen v'ha v'shiyah v'mashu u'trei v'ha v'shiyah v'mashu u'trei. So in other words, because if there is a piece of gemi in the patient or in the corner, so the melee, it's very likely that as he encountered the gemi, so for one moment at least, he was just cutting the gemi, he was not cutting the patient. So that moment in which he was engaged in the cutting of the gemi, not the patient, so that might be the he or she, according to Rashi, even Mashu. Now the question is this, even according to Rashi, so why do those who take time? All right, so it's very short, but it takes time. I mean, so why do we say just Mashu? Mashu means even 1 second. That's what Mashu means. Even if he was Magbiel Isakim just for 1 second, so it's still possible. But, so there should be a certain limit, because it takes a certain time to cut the rain. to call the rape semen. To call the rape semen. Now, the Thomas Sardesian, mentions a remarkable Chiddush, so strange a Chiddush. He says, "Oh, Shalekup Behe, Shochat Avzahara, Umotzo." This is the Chabot. This is Mitzadesh. Umotzo Hashchite, Kodesh Yomkem Rach, Tochu Irki Lechavish, Vimitzchita Hakon Avu, Ima Vesh, Yove, Tamasakim Mitzadesh. Kiyo ha-shkite lo, tshubo, yire, dei lehach shir shkite ze kwa, mishum dikai lo, shia zoeim mi mashu, kmo yi shkite os, mashu, if we want se, shah ni bozo hoci kone pogum, veisi folo kol chiru, koshi, veisi folo kol chiru is koshi. So he says that the reason is why by all. So even a Shia Mashu puzzled because sin said off is there of his left. So you don't have to share the Vesha, you can share the Kone. And by Kone there is Aloche, Chotzi Kone Pogo, Vesha Kone Mashu, it's not there. According to Rashi, there's no pastness like Rav of a wave. So we don't have to be Mishayere. We don't have to be Mishayere, the Shi or Shia, in the time that is required to share a Kone that is intact, that is not possible at all. Now let's say, in order to cut the Kone that it was not Nipsik at all, it takes 4 seconds. I mentioned that that was. But suppose you have a Kone that is Chotzi Pogum. All you have to do in such a Kone is just to add to the Kone a little bit. So 1 second maybe you can do it. If it's already Chotzi Kone, let's say if the ear is cut and the Kone itself, so half of the circumference of the Kone is already cut. It was cut how? Through a thaw, through a case. And it's kosher. So all you have to do in order to be machshir, that of al mishrite, is just to add a mashu. So that mashu might take, I mean the transition from a chotzi kone pogum to reiv kone pogum. Might take only 1 second, 2 seconds. I don't know how much. Not 40 seconds. So maybe because of that, so according to Rashi, the Shioshia in and off, the Shioshia in and off is just 2 seconds or 1 second. As much as it takes for an off in which the ear is exposed and the Kone is severed half of the circumference. How much does it take? How long does it take for this transition from Chotzi cut to Rov cut? So a second, so maybe the Shi or Shia to pass that out. The Thomas Adeshin says is just a matter. That's why that so maybe even in an off, so such a big finish. The whole apocalypse, is if the Thomas Adeshin said that the she or she that passes the king has to be determined on the merits of the specific situation. In other words, let's assume that it takes 40 minutes to cut a rough cut. It takes 40 seconds to cut a rough cut. And it takes 1 second to cut a knife in which the Kone is already Chotzi cut. It takes 1 second. So then it would be more mistaber to say, I mean, even if we accept this longest, of the translation, but apply it only to a specific situation where the Eid in question happens to have a Chotzikonepon. Masha'in Gil in the Eid does not have a Chotzikonepon. So in that particular way, the act of Shchite requires at least 40 seconds. So why should 1 second pass on? So we see Tzadeshen mentions such a big chiddush that seems under certain circumstances. So a leif can be nichsha for a shchite that takes only 1 second. If that leif happens to be, to have the kol exposed, I mean the hair is already cut, and the kol itself is already cut a half, so it takes only 1 second for that transition from Chotzipogu to Rovpogu, to Rovkot. So the mainly Nevriov, even though the Kone is not Pogum at all, and there it takes at least 40 seconds to Kodari Kone. So there too, in Mashu, 1 second Chie passes. 1 second Chie passes. 1 second Gia passes. This is what he says. So Mele, that's a very strange Kiddush. So that is the basis for the Rambam's Chumash. So we can understand that we got the off all right, but we can't be anymore. You cannot, there is no circumstance under which in 1 second in the able to be Nachshav Shchita. Because even in the behemoth, the corner of the behemoth happens to be Chotzipogo, what you have to share. You have, first of all, you have to finish it up from Chotzi to Rov, and then you have to cut the Roveshe. The Roveshe. So why would Ramo say, so that's an extra Chotzipogo? In other words, because of Rov, so we are Machmir, but you see, so the Chumre in connection with the Off is a Chumre that is based upon the Nimor. Masha'ik in the Chumre in connection with the Heire, that's only a Mile. That's not based on the Nimor. Because if we come to Rashi, it couldn't be possible. But that's a Chumre. That's just an extra Xere. An extra Xere. It's a Mile. Alright. Now, the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Shio Shia is Picasso Kidei Kiyak Biyah Bimbo Gasso Biyah Bitzeno Biyishani. Bidako is Kidei Shiyak Biyah Bimbo Dako Biyah Bitzeno Biyishani. And Biyof, it's not Kidei Shiyak Biyah of Biyishani So, but Kidei Shiyak Biyah Bimbo Dako Biyishani Bimbo Dako. Now what's the explanation? I mean, what's the explanation of the Shiva Rambam? So, I mentioned last time that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, as whether we are Shaya, be behemo, so it really could be that the child is, what's the aloche of Shia? Is Shia in the aloche of Shia a din of tzirut? In other words, that in order that the shchite should be, magia, so then it has to be one ma'ase shchite, not a series of shchites. When can shchite be magia if it's one ma'ase shchite? But if it consists of different acts of shchita, then it's not matter. So that Shia, in other words, if there is a pause, he starts cutting the simonim, and then he stops, he rests, and then he again resumes the cutting of the simonim. So we don't have one mighty shield. We have two mighty shields. So that's not good. Oh, he became so like God, not because of the lack of zeal. So I said that perhaps that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, that it's behavior. So then it's a need of zeal. Mashenke, according to Shmuel, behavior of your. So it's not a need of zeal. Why should we say that if the time element that is involved in the shrite of the behavior has not elapsed in the pause that took place in the course of the shrite of an all? So the melee there is still. In the question of still, so it should be determined in terms of the time element of the off itself, not in terms of the time element of a behavior. But according, so that's the reason of Shmuel, who says, that's the reason of Shmuel, who says, I feel behavior. Why? Because it's not a reason of Shmuel. It's a true. It's a true of Shmuel, not still. Whereas according to Rav, we can say, it's a reason of Shmuel. We can say like that. We're not forced to say like that, but we can say like that. Because we could say that even Rav agrees that it's a psu, but he holds that the psu of Shia not because of psu. So it has to be determined in terms of the time element in that particular meaning, not in terms of the time element for Ibrahim Kassim. Now, for the Shia Sarambam means, now he passes things, like Shmuel. Now, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yisrael Hanina, that's how we pass. He passes like Rabbi Yisrael Hanina. So the Melech, and behold, that Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yisrael Hanina. Because the Shmuel says, Kidding, Shritas Behemo Lehim, Shritas Behemo Lehim, and Rabbi Yisrael Hanina says, Yakov, that's the Yisrael. And the eighth, he doesn't say it plain. So maybe the Rambam inferred from that that Rabbi Yisrael and Shmuel tied high. When Shmuel said, "I feel Babel Aid," he meant not Babel Gasolim, but Babel Dakolim. So we have two Shmuelim of Shia coming down. We have one Shia of Shia for a Babel Gasol. That's the Shemish Shemim of Gasol, the Abitzeno. And then we have another Shia of Shia that applies to Bein Modako Endo. Now we have to understand that. So apparently, according to the Rambam, there are two halachas in Shia. There is one halacha in Shia. There is one halacha in Shia of Ipsu. Of Ipsu. In other words, there has to be a certain interval of Shia in order to pass. And if that pause is of a minimum degree, less than the time that is required in the Hapoyim of Hidako, so then Shia doesn't pass. So in other words, there has to be a certain substantial Shia. What is called substantial Shia? The time element of Habboatz v'Habbotzaz v'Modako v'Shritos. And if it's less than that, then it's an insignificant Shia, and it doesn't pass it, even though there is no deal. Even though there is no deal between the initial act of Shrite and the final act. But then there is another that there is a tzibur between the initial act of Shmita. There could be a tzibur between the initial act of Shmita and the final act of Shmita. Now, as long as there is a tzibur, what does it mean there is a tzibur? Tzibur means that is considered as one continuous act of Shvite, not separate acts of Shvite, but one continuous act of Shvite. I mean, that's inherent in the definition of Tzibur. What does Tzibur mean? Tzibur means that it's one mindset. Let's say the Gabe Achille, then a portion. Let's say if you eat with the Achilles grass, let's say 10 minutes according to the 9 minutes according to the Chassam, or whatever it is. So then it means if you eat Gol Machoz Asuras, and you eat 1/5 of the size, and you make it stop for 2 minutes, then you eat another of the kazaris, and you make another stop of a minute, and then you have it, and then again you eat after that minute another fifth. So, and from the beginning of the kazaris, the first bite, until the last bite, so there is less than a minute. There is not more than 9 minutes. So then they are mitzvah. What it means mitzvah? You are high malchus, because then it's considered as one continuous act of achilah, not separate acts of achilah. So whenever you speak of tzivuk, it means it's one continuous act of one ma'aseh. So tzivuk v'gam shvite means the same thing, that it's one ma'aseh shvite, not different acts of shvite. So apparently, according to the Rambam, there are two halachas in shvite. One halacha of Shia is that if it's less than a certain time, if it's less than the time that is required to be Makbia and Shech in the name of Dako, so that kind of a Shia is an insignificant Shia and it doesn't pass. So even if you don't have Tzil, it doesn't pass. There has to be a certain... It has to be a substantial shia, a substantial pause, in order to pass. What's called substantial pause is the time that is required in being Magbia and Marvitz and Shech in the time. So let's say, to the time element that is necessary, let's say, in the Hagboye and the Hagbot of a Imadako is a minute and a half. And the time element that is involved in the act of shkrite of a day of dako, shechting it to the morning, is also a minute. So together it is 3 minutes. So in other words, the halacha of Mishnah Sinai tells us that only a pause of 3 minutes passes. But if the pause is less than 3 minutes, less than the time that is involved in the avoy of the dako, plus the shkrite of the dako. So that kind of a shia is an insignificant shia. It's a minimal shia, and it doesn't pass. So even if there is no tzil between the initial act of shkite and the final act of shkite, so it's still all right, as long as the shia is of a minimal quantity. But then there is another halacha, that there is a din of tzil. In other words, wherever there is still between the initial act and the final act, so then the halacha is asher l'pisak in ro after kol hayom, so shkosik sheyo. Even if it takes him the whole day, why? Because if he asher l'pisak in ro and there is no pause, so then it means it's one continuous act of shkite. If it's one ma'aseh shvite, if it's one continuous act of shvite, then it cannot be possible. When can there be psul if it's not one act of shvite? If it's separate acts, so then there can be psul of shvite. But if it's one act of shvite, so then there couldn't be any psul of shvite. So the Meile, according to the Rambam, there are two halachas in shvite. First of all, there is a halacha that there is a din of tzil. And as far as the din of tzil is concerned, so then that is to be determined in terms of that particular behavior. So in other words, if shechti daso, so if the pause between the initial act and the 5 lakhs of shmita is less than the time it takes to be makbia and malchut zibei mogato and sheach zibei mogato. Let's say the time that is required in being makbia and malchut zibei mogato is 2 minutes. The time that is required in shechting zibei mogato is also 2 minutes. So together it's 4 minutes. So it takes 4 minutes to realize the achonah mishchite in the day of Gaso and the act of shchite itself. 4 minutes. So there is one aloche. There is one aloche that if the pause was less than the time it takes to be making that particular behemo, to be making in shech, so there is still. So it's considered as one act of shchite. If there is still, so it's like Sheikhid Misakin law. So after the call, Ayyid doesn't pass. So that's one aloha. So one aloha is there is eating of tzil. And when is that tzil? Tzil there is if the pause was less than the time it takes to be making and check that particular way. So in the Magasso, let's say, to be making the way. To be involved with the vehicle and to share the vehicle, all together it takes 4 minutes. So the Lele, if the pause was less than 4 minutes, there is still, if there is still, so that means it's one continuous act of shrit. It's one continuous act of shrit. So the Lele, there couldn't be any psul. Because it's one act of shrit, so it's like, sheikh and bisakin all kalayim. But then, there's another one. A shio that passes, even though it's more than the time it takes to be making that particular meal. So the melee, so what is the shio that passes? With passes, that is the time that it takes to be making the meal and to get the meal. So let's say it takes a minute and a half to be making the Menachem. It takes a minute and a half to do the act of shrit. The act of shrit. So it's 1 minute and a half and another minute and a half. So together it is 3 minutes. So that means that 3 minutes there is a sheet there. There is a sheet of 3 minutes that passes. But in the name of God, so then you would say, so even in the name of God, so it should pass. If there is a 3 minute pause. That's the shio of Kiddushiyah Kpiyah Modako V'Yishri Modako. 3 minutes. So even in the Modako which is possible, the answer is there is another hour of Tzimu. And whenever there is Tzimu, Tzimu means that it's one act of Shkite. If it's considered like one act of Shkite, so it's like Sheikh Yisakin Ho, Afilokolayim, so it doesn't pass. So the reason as to why a Bimon Naso does not become possible with a Shia of 3 minutes is because there is another aloha in Shia that if the time that elapsed in the pause was less than the time element that is required in the Hachone and the Shkita of that particular Behemoth, so then there is still between the initial act of Shkite and the final act of Shkite. So if there is still, so that means that the Shkite consisted of one act of Shkite, not of two separate acts. So maybe there couldn't be any psul of Shia. So that's why the Rambam says that even if the time that is required is they are going down for them, was the shchita of the intact lamps, but the time that is required is not going down for them, plus the shchita of the intact not the lamps. So then it's still kosher. Why? Because there are 2 halachas to shchita. 1 halacha is the halacha of tzivu. And tzivu is determined in terms of the time element of that particular behemoth, not in the time element, in terms of the time element of another behemoth. so that they, so when you, as far as sin is concerned, so then, you from the relative to the people, so sin consists of the time element of the people, God. Well, so for the people, God, sin consists of the time element of the people, God. No, sin consists of the time element for the law. But, so then you say, in law, let's say, it takes 40 seconds to shaft the law, so the melee can become possible, because there is no zero. But then, there is, even in the case where there is no zero, and it's not one act of shmita, it's two separate acts of shmita, but if the pause between the first act of shmita, the initial act of shmita, and the final act of shmita, so the pause is of a minimal nature, let's say just 40 seconds, so it doesn't pass. So, even where we don't have zero, in order to become possible to Shia, the Shia must be of a certain degree. What's the degree? The degree is Kedesh Yavbitz, Yavbiya, Yavbitz, Vigodakovich. That's the Pshat. That's the Pshat. And because of that, it seems to me, I didn't see that anyone should say it. Now, the Rosh mentioned such an important, strange Chiddush. In explaining the Shittas of it. So what does it say, the horse? The horse says, that true that the Rabbalfus passes like Shmuel and Yitzhak, that he passes like Shmuel and Yitzhak, that the Rabbalfus passes like Shmuel and because it's Rabbi Yisrochanim who spells that out. All that Rabbi Yisrochanim say, I will leave alone. But as far as Nachonis is concerned, so we have to determine the terms of that particular name. So it's Gaso, Ligaso, Vidako, Vidako. Gaso, Ligaso, Vidako, Vidako. So he says, "When Yisraver the Mishrit al Beim and Mechud the Mishalim, when we come in on Kol Hay, we shine the Hakoyim and the Hakotzim and the Himalim." So in other words, "U Beochem Yiche, Mashiyim and Rabbi Yisrael and the Jewish people, Hakoyim and Hakotzim and the 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 So the horse says, according to the reading, that we are Mishai, Shchitas Behemon, Shchitas Behemon, Gaso, Midako, and Dimlei. So that's all in respect of Shchit itself. But in respect to the Achones, so it's Gaso, Midako, Dako, Dako. We have no Achones over here. Alright, so you may say, so it's a very strange, shite. So the Shio Shie is determined according to the Rosh in respect to the shite itself. I mean, according to the Rosh, because the Rosh himself, we said yesterday, past means like Rab. So it's not relevant to the question. But let's say, according to the Rosh, past means like Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan. So then, we have two separate things, the Achone and the Act of Shri. So in respect to the Act of Shri, we have to consider Behemo, Gaso, the time element of the Behemo Gaso, even in connection with the Behemo Dak. But in respect to the Achones, so it's Gaso with Gaso, Dako with Dako. Dako with Dako. It's very strange. So what does it mean? So as we said before, that whatever is indispensable for realizing Shchite, so extends the period of Shchite. Why does it mean? So in other words, so singing in the pshat in the horosh is not. Let's take an example. Let's say that the time element for the achone of the taco is in the middle, as we said before. The time element for the act of shrita of the taco is also in the middle. So that means that the time element for the achone and the act of shrita of the taco is 3 minutes. Now, let's assume that the time element for the act of the shrita of the gaso, act of shrita is 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And then the time element for the achone of the gaso is 3 minutes. That might take 3 minutes, let's say. 3 minutes. So that would mean that the time element of the achone is 3 minutes. Now the time element in the gaso, the time element of the act of shrite in the gaso is 2 minutes. So together it is 5 minutes. It is 5 minutes. Now mention using these hanochas, that it's a minute and a half for the achone of the taco, a minute and a half for the act of shrite of the taco, 2 minutes for the act of shrite in the gaso, 3 minutes for the achone of the gaso. So according to the Rosh, that the Rosh says, that according to the leaf that we pass, like Shmuel, but, so, if they move on, but as far as the achone is concerned, so it's gaso, vidaco, vidaco. As far as up is concerned, there is no achone. So what would it be, according to the Rosh? So what would be the shi or shi? So of course, the shi or shi for the primo gaso would be the 3 minutes that is involved in the achone of the gaso, in the achone of the gaso, plus 2 minutes that is involved in the act of shchite of the gaso. So together it's 5 minutes. Together it's 5 minutes. But how about the achone? So in other words, we have to consider the time element of the achone of the dako, not the time element of the achone of the gaso in connection with the dako, but just the time element that is involved in the achone of the dako, that's a minute and a half. And then the time element that is involved in the act of shrite, in the act of shrite of the gaso, which is 2 minutes. So it would be, the shi or shi would be then a minute and a half plus 2 minutes. Plus 2 minutes. 3 minutes and a half. 3 minutes and a half. Now, so what would be, I mean, this more than the head is there. What would be this one? I think that the pshat in the Rosh, but the pshat in the Rosh is not like that. It's not that we have two constituents, two ingredients. The time element that is involved in the act of shrite of the gaso, 2 minutes, and the time element that is involved in the achone of the gaso, a minute and a half, so it's 3 minutes. 2 minutes plus 1 minute and a half, 3 minutes and a half. So I mean, why would be the head is there? Why should it be extended then? I think that the pshat that follows, the Rosh is also based upon this premise, that there are two halachas of shiur. There is one halacha of shiur of the psu of shiur, which if it's less than that period, even if there is no tzirut, so there is no psu. And then there is another halacha in Shia, which is descriptive of expressive of the time for tzion. So the melee when the Rosh says, "Umistaber v'shchita meimo v'chule v'shalim v'vo makelino kula hayu v'shayim v'arboye v'arbotze." In the Hebrew law, so it means this. Let's say, now, the Shechita, let's say, if the Shechita is behind, let's say, suppose the Shechita of the Malgasa. Now, let's say, we assume that the time element for the Shechita of the Malgasa is 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes. So that means even if the Imodako, suppose in the Imodako, the Achonim for the Imodako would correspond heavily to be made in the Imodako, let's say to be Matriel, Malvizi, Lem, would take only heaven. And the act of Shrite itself, in the Imodako would be a minute. That's it. Not the way we assume that the Achonim in the Imodako is a minute there. But suppose the Achonim in the Imodako, Midako to be Makbiyan Malvitz, in the Imodako only half a minute, you can do it. And the act of Shrite in the Imodako takes a minute. But the act of shchiting in the Gaso, just the act of shchiting in the Gaso, is 2 minutes. So then we would say, according to the horse, Pshat in the Reef, that he suppose a minute and a half had left, but less than 2 minutes, so it wouldn't be possible. Why? Because we have 2 halachas. Amulem, we have a halacha of tzirut. So as far as tzirut is concerned, it is to be determined in terms of that particular behemoth. Now we are concerned now with the lamb. So now the achone in the lamb to be magbia and marvitz lamb takes heaven. The act of shchita in the lamb takes heaven. So we may say, as far as tzirut is concerned, So if it is less than a minute and a half, so there could be two. But if it's a minute and a half, there is no two. But still it would be possible, because there is another halacha that where there is no two. So, and if a minute and a half elapsed in the pause, so then there is no two. But even where there is no tzil, if there is no tzil, it means that there was no one continuous act of shchita. There were 2 acts of shchita, 2 mighty shchita. But even where there is no tzil, and there are 2 acts of shchita, there is an initial act of shchita, the final act of shchita, and the pause in between. But Thank you.